send you a lot of mail begging for money. We're not going to send out a bunch of emails. We're not going to be texting you or anything like that. You simply write to us. Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. Give us an address, and we'll get these prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. Might take a week or two because sometimes we get a little backed up. So there's three ways you can request the prayer journals. First of all, is just simply by sending me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. It's just that, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also write to us. We get many letters and people requesting the prayer journals by just regular snail mail. And so our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, the other way is also through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us, and through that link, we will get that, and we'll get the prayer journal out to you as quick as we can. Now, also, I want to mention that at the website, again, considerhisword.org, you can hear all of the messages in this series. You can go back and just look for the series that was called God's Word and Me, and there you'll find it. I might say the Bible and Me. But just find it, and there you can hear all of the programs in this series. Again, hopefully today we're going to finish it up. So Psalm 19, I want to begin by reading the passage. I don't think I even read it last week, but I want to refer to it in several places and kind of be able to go through it to pull out some different thoughts and some different ideas that we find here. So Psalm 119, it's going to begin at verse 97. Verse 97. The psalmist says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Now, I'm not going to go back too much about what we've done previously, but the first thing we looked at is that we ought to fall in love with the Word of God. We got to love the Word of God. And this psalm begins with, "Oh, how I love thy law." We go down to verse 37, and he says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Talk about a sweet tooth. The psalmist here had a sweet tooth for the Word of God. He loved the Word of God. And we ought to learn to love the Word of God. Secondly, we said that we ought to learn the Word of God. You know, this is how we fall in love with it, is by learning it. Go to the church, listen to those sermons, find a good Bible teacher, make sure he's teaching the Bible. Go to a Sunday school class, go to a small group, whatever it is, find some place where you can study the Scripture. You know, about every other week, I meet with a bunch of men, and together with these men, we study a passage of Scripture, and we discuss it, and we talk about it, and we learn the Word of God in that way. And it's amazing how sometimes somebody will say, "Well, I never saw that before. I never knew that before." You know, I've been studying the Bible, I don't know, over 50 years. I'd say almost 60 years. And I still learn things in the Bible. I will never run out of things. There's never going to be a day when I'm going to close the Bible and smack my hands together and says, "Well, that's it. I've learned it all." You'll never learn it all. That's why it's important to be in the Word of God every day and studying the Word of God every day, memorizing the Word of God every day, learning to love the Word of God and learning it, knowing it. And it takes time. It takes time to learn the Word of God. It'll take a lifetime for you to get there. But here's what I want to get to today. And it's in the last few verses of this passage. And he said, oh, how I love thy law. We love it. He talks about how I have more understanding than my teachers. This is verse 99. For their testimonies are my meditation, they're my thoughts. Understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. In verse 102, he says, I've not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. So we love it, we learn it, and it's so important that we live it, that we do what the Bible says. You know, the greatest criticism of Christians, and the greatest criticism of people who act like Christians, go to church, is that they don't live by the Word of God. Now, that criticism may be coming from people that don't live it either. But it's so important that you have a testimony that you're doing the best you can to live by the Word of God. To do that, and let me read the verses here. Let's get our text. Verse 101 and 102. He said, I've refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I've not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. Verse 104, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. You know, the first thing we need to do is learn to be separated from the world. You know, Jesus said that we ought to be separated people. That means we ought to live differently. And people ought to be able to see that in your workplace, when you're out in the store, when you're around other people, even your family. They ought to be able to see a difference in your life, that you're trying to live according to what God says. It begins certainly by being saved and being a Christian, but then learning to do what God says to do. Remember, James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So you've got to be separated from the world. He said, I have refrained my feet from every evil way. When we get saved, part of our salvation is repentance, and that repentance ought to be every day, separating ourselves from a world of sin and from a world that hates God, to be different. God's people ought to be different. We ought to look different. We ought to live different. And people ought to know you're Christians just by watching you, watching your life. It's so important that we live by the Word of God, that we do what it says. As we learn the Word of God and we grow in the Word of God, we develop a new mindset. We look at the world differently. Let me give you an example. Imagine that suddenly, somehow, you came into $1 million. Would you say, oh boy, I was lucky, or it was fate, or I deserved it? I don't think it's any of those. How about God blessed me? It was God's blessing. And people might say, oh, you were lucky. Now, I would correct them and say, no, God blessed me. And we develop a new mindset and see God's work in everything we receive, in everything that we're doing. We live it. We've got to learn to do what the Bible says. You know, I mentioned the greatest criticism of Christians is that they don't live the Word of God. And you've got to admit, sometimes it's just. Sometimes it's unjust, too. And sometimes they'll say it just to win an argument. Christians aren't perfect. We're not perfect people. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up. But we ought to do the best we can to live out the Word of God. And one of the ways we do that is, Jesus said, to learn of me. And that means that we learn to be like Jesus. I hear people all the time saying they want to be like this person. They want to be like somebody else. They want to be like maybe a president, or they may want to be like a TV character. We ought to be like Jesus, to learn of him, how he spoke to people, and treat people the way he treated people, love people the way he loved people. We do the Word of God by doing what Jesus did, by living like Jesus. It's going to happen by being, by shining our light into the world. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want you to notice that phrase, that they may see your good works. People ought to see you doing good. Now, I don't mean in a hypocritical way. I don't mean in a proud way or showing off sense. But I mean just in the course of your life, they ought to see Jesus in your life, that he's made a difference in your life, so that they may see those good works. You realize just the act of taking your Bible, getting in your car, driving to church on Sunday morning, or maybe driving to church on Wednesday night, people see that. And they're going to see, and they're going to know that your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In the end, God gets the glory in it all. He is glorified when we live for him. And notice, it ought to be for his glory. It ought not be for our benefit. It ought to be that we're showing off in some way or that we're trying to be better than somebody else. You know you're not. But when you live like Jesus, and when you're serving him, and you put him first in everything, and as you fall in love with the Word of God, and as you learn the Word of God, and you begin to live the Word of God, people are going to see that difference. And you know, I believe it may even draw people to him. They're going to see you and say, I want to be like that. I want to be like that person. And it's not because you're anything. It's because Jesus is everything. And they see in you, they see him. What a testimony that is, that people would see Jesus in us. So fall in love with the Word of God, learn the Word of God, and live by the Word of God. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Shown me what is good. He has shown me what is good to do justly. Justly to love mercy and to walk humbly with my God.